Someone asked whether in non-doing meditation, what we experience is the same as what we call the inner mind. Yes, certainly in non-doing meditation you experience the inner mind. But the intelligence of that inner mind in non-doing meditation is more in a state of non-activity. It's more in a static condition, less dynamic than, for instance, when you experience the inner mind naturally, in activity or in meditation, where you are not particularly focused on the goal to be in the state of non-doing. It's perhaps a good opportunity to speak about the inner mind again. Because even though that I spoke of it quite a bit, there still can be some confusion in understanding of what the inner mind actually is. We have defined the inner mind as the our pre-mental foundation in intelligence. It is our home in intelligence and consciousness, because consciousness and intelligence are just two different ways of looking at the same thing. Consciousness is intelligence, and intelligence is consciousness. True intelligence is the intelligence embedded in pure subjectivity. Unlike the ordinary mind, which obviously has intelligence, but is experienced on a, it's a very low level of intelligence. It is not consciousness, even though it is using consciousness. The inner mind comes into existence through the evolution and expansion of the internal knower. Based on his expansion and his activity, all the centers in consciousness become awakened. Even the person is also active, awakened through the activity of the internal knower, even though the person has his own innate sense of me. To begin to experience properly the inner mind, one needs to have pure consciousness. It actually opens the space for the inner mind to exist. But a deeper experience of the inner mind requires for pure me of consciousness to be at least in a basic level of vertical restfulness. The inner mind is experienced holistically. You feel it in the whole head of the headspace. We have done several meditations learning how to experience the inner mind exclusively. Because, of course, the inner mind can be experienced together with the outer mind. But it is very important to be able to experience the inner mind alone. In a similar way as it is important how to learn to be in the state of non-doing. Of course, there's nothing wrong with doing. There are many things to be done internally and externally. We need to express all kinds of activities, living as humans, but still non-doing is our foundation, because non-doing is being, and we need to learn how to experience that non-doing exclusively, meaning it is a natural state in which you should exist, and from that place intermittently you can express all kinds of activities. Similar as being in non-doing has a deep transforming effect on how we experience ourselves. It transforms us profoundly spiritually. So in the same way, it's very important and transforming to be able to be in the inner mind exclusively. There is a difference in how you experience the inner mind in meditation with eyes closed and in activity with eyes open. Because when your eyes are open, external intelligence is present. When your eyes are closed, external intelligence becomes deactivated. It goes to a state of rest. However, even though you experience external intelligence with eyes open, when you are practicing to experience the inner mind exclusively, you are not activating the mental dimension of the external intelligence. External intelligence is experienced not as a ordinary mind, but it is not thinking, but it is being able to process different information which relates to your awareness of the external reality. Also, in the experience of the exclusive experience of the inner mind, the innermost intelligence of the person is at rest. No, I would like to do a short practice how to properly, correctly experience the inner mind with eyes open. So you can keep your eyes open. First, you rest in your consciousness. You are not practicing anything, you are just being. So, in a way, you are in a state of non-doing. Your eyes are open, you are aware of the environment. But you are not thinking. And remember that you need to feel full. The weight of your existence in your pure subjectivity. So you are constantly returning to the inner mind, surrendering to it. So it's a very interesting situation in regards to intelligence. Because you are intelligent. I mean, you are in you are that intelligence. It's vibrant, it's dynamic, it's alive, shimmering. And it is knowing itself. But you are not thinking. And your intention while doing this practice is to renounce any mental activities. So if you catch yourself creating thoughts, you let them go. So, what is the difference between this premental intelligence and thinking? thoughts as we understand them. Occurring mental information which is connected to language, words, concepts, pictures, thoughts are sort of like when people are speaking, talking, that verbal communication is just an auditory expression of thoughts. However, some thoughts are not yet clearly formed. They already have that mental texture to them, but they have not yet been formulated. And you need to let go of such thoughts too. And for that, you need to identify them. Pre-mental intelligence is very different. There are no words, no concepts, no any visual representations. And there's also a difference between the external premental intelligence and the premental intelligence of the inner mind, which is obviously much more profound. The external premental intelligence is more empirical. It allows you to be conscious of the outer reality, and also to function on a basic level in the outer reality, to perform all these activities which do not require thinking processes. So, are you able to stop thinking? And yet, embodying your intelligence? Being in the inner mind. Is the only way to be. The inner mind is both personal and universal. After all, the inner mind is being born through the evolution of the internal knower, who is himself individualized aspect of universal consciousness and intelligence. But the inner mind is also personal. Why? Because it is being personalized, has been personalized through the transference of personal intelligence, subject that I talked so much about in the last retreat, I believe. And it is being obviously personalized because it is me, that the different centers of me in consciousness, they constitute the whole experience of the inner mind. They are all me. But when you are surrendered to the inner mind, you do not differentiate between centers. It is a holistic experience. So it feels like one space. Only when you pay attention, when the person is checking, looking inside, you will be able to identify that there are actually different centers, such as pure me of consciousness, fundamental me, later on conscious me, actually not later on, because fundamental me, in order to be awakened, requires the presence of the conscious me. So, being in the inner mind has the element of non-doing meditation and the element of not thinking meditation. But the emphasis is different. Here you are stopping thinking based on your surrender to the inner mind and continuity of its recognition, And as far as the connection to non-doing meditation is concerned, here the emphasis is not so much non-doing. Non-doing is a result of your surrender to the inner mind, rather than the vice versa, that you experience the inner mind by practicing non-doing. Of course, with eyes open, the definition, the concept of non-doing has a different meaning in a way, because obviously you can be active outside and yet being in the inner mind. So here you are non-doing in your pure subjectivity. And additionally, that non-doing can be combined with certain active surrender to the inner mind, such as you can let go deeper in the inner mind. You can add the element of vertical surrender and so on. Or you can indeed do nothing. So there's all possibilities here, how to exist in the inner mind. So the emphasis here is to be one with the inner mind, be surrendered to the inner mind, and to maintain the continuity, pre-mental intelligence. So here it is, how you can reach true freedom from the mind as people experience the mind without giving up your intelligence. The divine intelligence of the soul. The intelligence of being, of knowing. Intelligence of bliss. Intelligence of love. And that intelligence is your very foundation. That's why it is imperative that you surrender to it.